I think whenever you're comparing assays that measure related but still different phenomena, like comparing PCR to immunohistochemistry and so on, you need to keep in mind that they're fundamentally not the same thing. RNA isn't equal protein. So there's no reason a priori to expect the results to be the same. You know, in the particular case of this trial and the goal of this trial, tamoxifen targets the protein. So an obvious implication of that is what we really need to do is improve methods to measure proteins, and we know how challenging that is. And the final point I want to make is just to keep in mind how complex the biology is of responding to any type of targeted therapy, including tamoxifen and targeting the estrogen receptor. It's very clear that even a perfect test for ER alone will not be perfectly predictive who will respond and who won't. And I think it's more likely that because of this biological complexity, eventually we're going to be using multiplexed, multi-gene, multi-protein assays that predict more accurately the response of individual patients.
What about right now, Paul, in terms of quantitation of ER? You know, listening to Craig talk about these data, you wonder about the old data that we have been going on. But in terms of this whole issue of the correlation between the amount of ER in response to hormonal therapy, what do we know about it with the old techniques, and what do we know about it with RT-PCR?
I think I'm right in saying that, you know, it still remains a semi-quantitative assessment of ER. It's not quantitative per se, but they found benefit and equal benefit and superiority of the anastrozole was consistent even below 10% of cell staining positive for ER and above. So the proportional difference and improvement in outcome looked equivalent in the 1 to 10% positive cells as it did above 10% between the two different arms of the trials.
In other words, you're saying there's a gradient of response within each type of therapy.
There's a gradient of response, that's right, but you can still distinguish the difference between tamoxifen and the aromatase inhibitors, even at the very lowest level. But, you know, for the time being, there's this European-driven category of endocrine uncertain, and you were alluding to that earlier. You actually made that point, Joe, about, you know, you thought in this case that we discussed whether there was a equivocal endocrine response of ER positivity or not. But I don't know that I've seen data with RT-PCR in enough clinical data sets to really nail down whether, but this trial certainly suggests it's a much finer way to, you know, the data Craig just showed is a much better hazard ratio for tumors that are measured.
Yeah, unequivocally in this study, but again, you know, same investigators in a follow-up study, slightly different setting.
Not quite as impressive.
Not nearly as good, yeah.
Yeah.
And much more equivalence with immunohistochemistry.
Oh.